If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all sure it's all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another week here at By the By, podcast listeners.
Hello.
Hello.
Microphone people.
Hello.
All the little people there in the microphones.
All the small peeps.
Mm-hmm.
How you going?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lovely weekend.
I know.
The weather was gorgeous.
Oh, it was so beautiful here in Sydney.
Officially, we can go outside and have picnics with three other vaxxed people.
Well, I mean, if there's two of us, we can have a total of five.
Right, right. So five people. And it would appear that it's going to rain until the end of time now.
Yeah. Yeah, the weather's not cooperating here these couple days. But that's all right. We'll get there.
It's fine. Summer's, it's fine.
Summer's coming.
Yes, and so are we.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So the only event at the moment coming up that we know of is the Life on the Swing Set Takes Desire in November. And from what we are told, it is sold out. However, it's going to be an amazing time for everybody who is going. Very jealous.
Yeah.
FOMO, all the stuffs.
All the feels.
Yep. But I'm sure it'll be a great time, and hopefully we'll hear a few stories from it, which would be great.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And then depending on how lucky we are here in Sydney, there is a very tiny potential for a pendulum before the end of the year.
Don't get your hopes up. I still have to talk to Jess.
I also would not hold your breath for it, because that also depends on where the fuck New South Wales goes when they start opening up.
It's true.
And yeah, we'll see. So yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
But as soon as we can, we're going to do one.
Yeah.
And so yeah, stay tuned. We'll let you know. Yeah.
Keep your earballs peeled.
Ow, that sounds painful.
Well, it is. Look, Angela, getting out of lockdown is not easy. So.
I don't know if that's what you do during lockdown, then.
Yeah, maybe. Well, there you go.
I'm not sure I want to be in lockdown with you anymore.
Aw. Aw. Aw.
Yeah.
What are we talking about tonight?
So I have gathered. Now, nobody take this like for a fact, because I mean, it is just for pure entertainment purposes.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're going to do one of those podcasts.
But I have gathered up, I started looking at strange sex laws in the US. Okay. I got a few internationally.
Okay.
I was just going to go through some of these strange sex laws that I found in around the world and in the US.
I'm down for it.
Okay. There's a lot. Are you ready?
That doesn't surprise me. Can we still like take our alligator and tie him to a fire hydrant in Louisiana?
Also, I was going to say, side note, like just as a disclaimer, a lot of where I found these laws, the websites were dated from anywhere from 2 to 5 years ago. Who knows if they're still on the books? Again, this is purely for entertainment purposes, but they were at least, if they're not still currently, they were at least at one point in time a law, which is kind of absurd to think about for some of them.
I can accept that.
Okay. So we're going to start internationally.
Okay.
Now, okay, I'm going to say, first of all, that a lot of countries had laws against, pornography and against, like, even some PDAs and sex
and toys and things like that.
Yeah.
Because we know when our good friends C&D moved to, with Swinging Down Under, moved to Singapore, they had to, we got a lot of lovely things from them when they moved out.
A few toys.
Yeah.
So in Singapore, again, they're pretty strict about things. Apparently, you cannot stand by the window naked. If you appear nude in a private place that is exposed to public view, you are guilty of committing a crime. And similarly, in China, women are not allowed to walk around a hotel room naked, except in the bathroom. You are allowed to be naked in the bathroom, thank God, because otherwise showers and baths would be awkward.
Wait, so they can't even, like, walk out of the bathroom naked?
Now, you apparently got to take your clothes into the bathroom with you.
So then that means you can't sleep in the nude.
Well, true. And I also wonder, like, what if you have the curtains drawn so nobody sees, you know?
Well, all of the little cameras in there, they're going to see. That's not illegal, I'm sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's interesting. Uh-huh. That means that already, if this were true where you are, you would have probably gone to jail or, like, been burned at the stake as a witch.
Oh, I would have been burned at the stake for sure.
Because I remember in our last place, which had a semi-private balcony, meaning that from our balcony, we could have been seen by no less than 20 other apartments, you would go out topless.
Yeah, I mean, now you say that. However, they weren't, like, right there at the edge of the balcony. They were across a little lot, but yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was a lot across a lot where, like, you could see if somebody was sitting on the...
Oh, yeah.
If somebody was out there topless, you could tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we used to watch our neighbors do nude yoga night.
Yeah, see, nobody cares. It's all good.
It was great.
Everybody's naked. All good.
Everyone is naked.
It's also a great time, like, you know, on those really, really stupidly hot nights and nobody has air conditioning and you walk around and you look in people's windows and everybody's naked.
It's true.
Yeah.
I will say, though, as a side note, we can't do that here because the trains will come by.
Yeah. Meh.
I mean,
meh. We'll see how summer goes.
Moving on. Sorry. I'm
okay. So in Poland, you can be shot in the head for having sex with an animal, but only if you do it 3 times.
Okay, wait, so you can be shot in the head, but you have to fuck an animal 3 times.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because again, the first time you might not like it. The second time, maybe it wasn't the right species. Is it the same animal?
I don't know the particulars, I'm assuming. But what if you
I'm not going to yuck your yum if you're a zoophiliac.
But what if you do it 4 times and, you know, like the third they caught you just on the way to 4? Like, what happens then?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm really confused. Yeah. Also, did you know that everybody who has sex with a man in Poland is fucking a Pole?
Nice. Thank you. All right. In Peru, it was illegal for Peruvian prison inmates in the 70s to use chili sauce and hot spices in their cooking because the government was worried that the spices would have an aphrodisiac effect and ramp up their sexual desires.
Ay, caramba. Is that true? Did you look this up? Does capsaicin make you horny?
I have no idea. That's your job. Do it.
Oh, my God. Hang on.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Pause. Talk amongst yourselves. Reference. We're going to see how quickly he can type. I don't think he can type fast enough. All right. And the verdict by Fast Fingers is...
No, it's just... When Google... when your autocorrect changes horny to hungry, and the first thing you find is that reasonable amounts of capsaicin will curb your appetite, and you're like, for
appetite for what though?
There's been studies that the enjoyment of spicy food triggers pleasure sensing endorphins. There's a point when that food hits our lips swell and redden. Oh my God. Our lips swell and redden. Our cheeks may flush. We may break into a sweat. It's a reaction to capsaicin, and it's very sexual.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But no, there is no actual good...
No actual proof. Linkage. No. Yeah.
If you do want foods that may boost your libido, oysters, chocolate, nuts, watermelon, chaste berry. What the fuck's a chaste berry, and why would it make you horny? Oh, maybe... Okay. Coffee... Alcohol and my new favorite, horny goat weed.
Awesome.
I'll let the people at home look up horny goat weed.
We need to find some of this.
I'm pretty sure we grow it naturally.
Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on to more, I'm going to say, prudish countries. Indonesia.
Okay.
So apparently, masturbation is not a good thing in Indonesia. Aww. Those who purposefully and explicitly conduct an immoral behavior will be punished maximum of 2 years and 8 months imprisonment.
My God. Is that per incident? Because like on a, like when I was in my 20s and like 2 weeks ago, that would have been like 10 days or 10 years a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why you don't go to Indonesia. You don't live there for sure.
Wait, you say purposefully? How many people accidentally masturbate? Oops. Well, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Perhaps I should find a better way to stuff that cannoli.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. So here's a good one. Apparently, it's illegal to have sex on a motorcycle in London. The law specifies that the vehicle must be parked for it to count towards the specific crime. So I'm assuming that if you're having sex on a moving motorbike, that that's okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, that would be really difficult. And talk about dangerous. Oof.
Well, that reminds me of there used to be a show called like 1001 Ways to Die. And like literally that's what it was called. And basically they would do it, show a death. And then they would like right at the moment of death, they would show like an X-ray so you could understand what was happening to the human body when these people were dying.
Oh, God.
Very grim. Thank you, television in the United States. But there was a story of a woman, they were all based off of true stories, who would get very aroused and basically use a vibrating motorcycle while driving as a vibrator. And so she was riding, for lack of a better term, bitch, with her a male partner, mm-hmm. and he was driving, and she let go of him because the ecstasy was too much, and he hit a rock, and she fell off backwards, and she died.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
Don't do that, people.
No, don't do that. That's dangerous.
That's not safe.
That's very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Buy a Sibian instead. Probably cheaper than a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And feels like a motorcycle between your legs.
Sounds like a motorcycle between your legs.
Yes, or a prop jet. Anyway. I mean, that's what it sounds like. There's like eight people.
You busted like, everybody's ears.
Damn it, Bradley. Yeah. It would only have been better if I was like, I'm talking really quiet, and then did it. I'm not going to do it again.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyway.
Thank you. Okay. So in Colombia, we're moving continents.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
The city of Cali, Colombia, mm-hmm. the bride's mother must be in the room to witness the sexual act on the wedding night.
Does she get to be part of it? Because I've seen a lot of that porn and some of it's not bad.
Uh-huh.
Hey, stepmom. Hey, mom. Yeah. That's wow. I want to know if that's actually still a practice, if people do that.
Well, going very relatively nearby, in Bolivia, men are forbidden from having sex with both a mother and a daughter at the same time in Santa Cruz. So, there's your answer for Bolivia.
That tells me, I mean, it goes back to the, why would you make a law if it wasn't a problem?
Yeah, yeah.
So, this is what happens when mother watches daughter and new son have sex.
And new son's like, ooh, I just had an idea.
And mother's like, ooh, I just had an idea. You're not doing it right. Let mommy show you how it's done.
I don't know. Maybe daughter had an idea too. Who knows?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't kink shame.
Tengo un gato en los pantalones. Chúpame. Me gusta. Yeah, it's great.
Uh-huh. So in ancient Greece, if a man was found guilty of adultery, the punishment was to remove his pubic hair and shove a radish up his anus.
Okay. So little did ancient Greece know.
I'm curious to see where this is going.
That someday people would do a practice called figging.
Wait, what's figging?
Like eight of our listeners just were like, yes, Bradford. Podcast 5. Thank you. Figging is a human kink that has people placing peeled ginger into their or someone else's anus, vagina, or urethra.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why is it called figging if it's a ginger?
Not a ginger. It's not like a ginger person.
Well, but
I mean,
I've had a ginger in me. However,
I felt empty. It's like he was trying to suck my soul out through his cock.
Okay, but still, you're putting ginger in you. However, it's called figging.
I do not know where the definition, where the name came from. Oh, wait. You're going to be really happy. The term figging comes from the 19th century word fuging.
Oh, which means? Ginger.
The practice of making a horse carry its tail high.
Well, then you have access to the anus.
Well, I mean, that's the, like gingering. Like, so it would be like the horse pops his tail up because it's walking gingerly, maybe.
Okay, and I think, like, you're reaching.
Well, that's, trust me, you put, so ginger is really spicy, right? Mm-hmm. It's got a good spice and heat. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, it burns in orifices.
I would imagine. I've not tried this.
Thus, if you were to do it to a horse, their tail would go up and be like, ah!
Right, okay, I'll give it to you.
That's where the term comes from. Don't blame me. Blame 19th century English.
English hard.
Well, if it's too hard, just stick a piece of ginger in its urethra. That might solve the problem. Mm-hmm. Also, we should talk to the gentleman about this. He needs to be figged.
I think so. Yeah, he does like to experiment.
He likes to experiment. Right. And we can take a piece of ginger and cut it into a festive butt plug.
We could, yes. All right, we're going to talk to the gentleman. Gentlemen, beware. Next time you're tied up and blindfolded, beware.
Does somebody else smell Asian food? It smells delicious. So, you know, instead of ginger snaps, if you do that, you have ginger craps.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Moving on. So in the Tang Dynasty in China, Empress Wu Hu was concerned that giving oral sex to men could represent supremacy of male over female. So she passed a law decreeing that all visiting male dignitaries would kneel before her and pleasure her orally to show respect.
My God, are you her living embodiment? Like, have you been reincarnated? Also, I love that she's like, you know, if you give a man oral sex, that means he has power over you. Number one, any person who has ever gone down on me has power over me, not the other way around. Every man I've ever gone down on, I own. Let's just make that very clear.
I also think I'm going to implement this rule in our household that anybody who enters must go down on me. That's your payment for entering the apartment.
We're going to remove our little stool where you can take your shoes off and have like a queening stool there. Like, all right, you lay here. Bradford will remove your shoes. You'll figure out what you need to do.
Yes, yes.
Great. Also, I just love her name was Woohoo. She's my new favorite.
So in Lebanon, it is illegal to sleep with male animals.
Do they mean like sex with or just like sleep with? Like,
I don't know. I didn't read the laws. Are you kidding?
I'm disappointed. I mean, whole podcast about law?
Yeah, but I just did the basic research here.
God, who are you? Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah. Do you see the dye running down my face? Yeah, so only male, though. Only male.
Okay.
All right, so keep that in mind. Okay, if you go to Lebanon, female or animals are okay.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
So no, like, again, like, I don't want to be that guy. But clearly, that is about gender, right? Because, like, men can fuck female dogs or goats or sheep or whatever, but by God, the women aren't going to get fucked by them.
Oh, no. You can't have women be pleasured.
I totally accept and appreciate the whole, the animal doesn't really have a choice. But, like, it's just, when it comes down to it, that law is about the patriarchy.
There's a lot of laws about the patriarchy.
And the Zoa patriarchy.
So in Birmingham, UK, it is illegal to have sex on the steps of a church after the sun goes down.
Oh, sweet. Like, come on, let me get it in you. We have 5 minutes until sundown. It's great.
That's a good question. So if you start the sex act before and then the sun goes down.
I think you just have to finish before.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah. All right.
You don't have time for a second coming.
Great.
I wonder where the bedhoppers live. Are they near Birmingham?
No idea.
No idea.
No idea.
I don't know. I don't know. It's not a huge country, so we're going to say yes.
So bedhoppers do not have sex on the steps of a church after sundown.
That's right.
Yeah.
Only in Birmingham. You can do it in Southampton, I hear.
Or London.
London. Does that make you Cockney?
I really feel like I need to look up UK geography now. There's only a few cities I actually know in the UK.
Yes. I could point them out on a slightly detailed map.
I'll say most of the ones I know are from work, so that probably doesn't actually help. Okay, so in Georgetown, Guyana.
a place that I probably could not point out on a map.
It is illegal to skinny dip. If you are caught having sex while skinny dipping, you will get painted, attached to an ass, and taken on a tour of the village, and then dropped at the edge of town and told not to come back.
That's what happened in my first marriage. Okay, wait. Paint me like one of your French girls. Like, that doesn't sound so bad. And then, what'd you say? What to an ass?
Get painted, which I'm assuming they mean painted on, not like, you know, a portrait of you being painted.
Okay, oh, yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. Fuck, it could be either. Who knows?
It's one of those wanted posters, but it's like a Salvador Dali or a Pablo Picasso thing. Like, watch out for this person. What the fuck?
So you're painted, you're attached to an ass.
Attached to an ass. I like that. You're attached to an ass. Well, I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but you've been married 3 times, so you've been attached to at least 3 asses.
Yes. I also have had paint on me.
Yeah.
You're taken on a tour of the village.
I like this. Like, if you look to the left, ladies and gentlemen, you will see a place where you're not allowed to have sex after sundown.
And you're dropped at the edge of town and told not to come back. So you have to fend for yourself.
It all seems relatively polite. Now, don't come back. Don't even think about it. Nope. Turn around. March. No. No. Okay. They're gone, everybody. Yes. Yes, we can go back to what we were doing. Right. Let's paint the next one.
Oh, God. Okay, so Dubai... PDA is illegal. So kissing in particular, note was about kissing. Kissing, hugging, and cuddling will bring a lot of strange glances from people around. And there's jail time of 10 days if you're caught.
Oy,
if you're caught kissing while drunk, your jail time goes up to a year.
I mean, at that point, isn't it entrapment? Because aren't you more likely to kiss while drunk?
I think so. I think what they're just trying to do is like fill their jails because, I mean, come on. And this is why I will never go to Dubai because, well, you know, start drinking a little, you get a little kissy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little huggy. I mean,
we've been kicked out of bars because of you kissing drunk.
Yep.
Anyway.
True story. In Bahrain.
Where's that?
In the Middle East.
God bless Bahrain, north of Africa.
I feel like you need to pull out a map. So in Bahrain, they have a law that says that male doctors are not supposed to look at female genitalia directly, so they have to use a mirror and look at the reflection.
What are you, Medusa? You don't look at it directly. You'll turn right to stone. I'm getting a little hard now just looking at it in the mirror. Also, you know, you deal with gorillas the same way. You don't look at them directly. You kind of look at them out of the corner of your eye. And if you're feeling really uncomfortable, you eat a leaf.
Wait, are you equating women's genitalia to gorillas?
No, Bahrain is.
That was Dubai. Was it? No, it was Bahrain. You're right.
See, I listen. Because I bless Bahrain, north of Africa.
Oh, my God. Okay, so moving on. Oh, what? Sorry,
the whole thing seems really, really weird.
It seems very inconvenient and not an efficient way to do your job.
Once again, doctors aren't really going to be like, can you imagine, like, if a doctor is trying to do it and then, like, he actually goes down on his wife at home and he looks at her and he's like, wow, this looks completely different. And he pulls out a mirror and he's like, oh, that's better.
You can only have sex with a mirror down there.
It's really hard to tongue the clit. yeah. Anyway. Also, all of my accents are kind of British.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Well, there's probably Brits in all these places.
We're going to say it's mostly the British because they conquered everyone.
It's true. I don't know. We've had a few Brits conquer us.
And I've conquered one or two myself. Uh-huh. Plant my flag back in here.
Just as long as it's not a ginger flag.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah. So in Budapest, Hungary, a couple cannot make love with the lights on. So does that mean that if the lights are on, you can only have hate sex? Because it says make love.
We're not making love. We're making babies. That's like, that. I want that to be like, oh, wait. Does natural light count? Are you meant to draw the blinds? I'm asking for a friend.
It says lights on, so I would assume that means like light bulbs, well, right?
But like,
what about LED lights?
Yeah, like what if your clock has a light? Mm. See, or your phone, your flashlight. Can you
can you have your flashlight on?
Or what about that helmet that I sometimes use with the light on the front, so that I'm like,
you mean like the miners in the caves?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're gonna go spelunking in there.
Oh my God, I'm going straight to hell for this one, but I hear you like to have sex with minors. Let me show you me pickaxe. We struck gold.
Oh God.
Anyway, so like there's a few people out there who thought I meant minors, and I didn't mean minors. I meant minors. Get your head out of the fucking gutter, cunts.
Yeah. Okay, in Tallinn, Estonia...
Sorry, this is another one of those. I had public schooling in Kentucky. I have no idea where. Estonia.
Yes.
Just to the left of Awudia and south of Afaria.
Now, Estonia is in the former USSR.
Oh, right. Okay. Back in the USSR. I know where you're talking about now.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Near Russia.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And Romania.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if I recall my geography correctly, Estonia is between Russia and Romania.
Ish.
Yes.
It depends on how you go.
Wait, is it like I have to go all the way around the world west?
Well, you have to go a little bit west and then a little bit south. As opposed to you could just go southwest.
There you go. See, right.
Exactly. If we're going at right angles, then sure.
Sure, if you're doing that, ugh. But I was taking the scenic route.
Okay.
Estonia is lovely, I hear.
We're gonna go with that. Okay, so anyway, in Estonia.
Stop putting me down.
Actually, in Tallinn, Estonia, I'm going to completely ignore that one. Playing chess is illegal if you're in the middle of having sex.
Well, looks like knight does not take bishop.
I'm not sure if you're like supposed to be like doggy style, and then you're playing chess. Like, does this mean like actually in intercourse and playing chess, or does this mean like you're in the middle of having sex? I'm like, oh, we need to have a tea break so we can play some chess.
What is this, cricket? or what if we could do this when the gentleman is here next? So you're doggy style. One of us is fucking you from behind. You're going down on the other, and we put the chessboard on your back. It would with the way that you move, though, we would probably have to have magnetic chess pieces, and we could see whether or not one of us wins or one of us comes first.
Actually, it could have come from...
Which we both would win, then.
It could have come from, like... If one of you is fucking me from behind doggy and I'm actively playing chess with somebody else who's not involved in the sex.
I want to see how your concentration is then.
Or like, you know, if you're just doing like the lazy sideways sex and then reaching over and playing chess with somebody, I don't know. You know?
Yeah. Or like if you are being fucked from behind and like I'm fucking you and I'm like, dude, you just lost your queen. Why did you do that? Put it in my ass. Queens are great butt plugs.
Especially if they're gender queens.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. In Nepal, films depicting sexual intercourse or full frontal nudity are banned.
Okay. I mean, that, sure. So I mean, the same as like in Kentucky as well.
I was going to say, there's actually a number of places where like, I think parts of Japan or maybe in Japan, like, I think it has to be like blurred out.
Like, honestly, I have seen Japanese porn where the penis vagina and the nipples are blurred.
Yeah. I think that's why, I'm going to assume that's why tentacle porn is such a thing, because, you know, you can actually see that, right?
Some good ass tentacle porn. I'm going to hentai myself up.
So, yeah. So that's not only Nepal.
Yeah.
But,
that is bizarre, but it becomes a why bother. You're going to do a lot of work just to pixelate.
Yeah. In Vienna, Austria, it is illegal to kiss on public transport because apparently their public transport is run by a private company. So it's been a while since I've looked this up, but from what I recall, it's run by a private company, and they got so many complaints about like PDA and people making out on public transport that they just made a law to say it's illegal to kiss on public transport.
God, fucking
horny city.
Apparently.
Yeah.
That's where Mozart was born.
Is it?
And died.
Cool.
Yeah. So
maybe he kissed on public transport.
He was a Randy Sumimovich. Mm-hmm. That was actually his first name. A lot of people don't know that. It was Wolfgang Amadeus Randy Mozart.
Sumimovich.
Yeah. Sumimovich. I mean, Sumimovich is more of a title. Like BS and MAB and doctor. DDS.
MOA.
MOA. Mobab.
Moab.
All right.
Okay.
Looking for the next spicy toy to spice up your playroom? Go to adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY and you will get said spicy, sexy, fun new toy for 50% off. You'll also get free shipping, 6 videos on demand, and a bunch of extra goodies thrown into your box and shipped right to your door. That's right. No more awkward walking around trying to pick out what's what and feign like, I don't want people to see me in here. Go right now to adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI, and get that item at 50% off. Free shipping. Adamandeve.com.
And welcome back to the good old US of A. We're going to go through sex laws by state.
Oh, good. All right.
I think we're going to have to run through some of these.
All right.
So I'm just going to make a blanket statement that there are a lot of states, I believe 10 that I saw, that where anal sex is illegal. It's also a lot of states, or at least some states, refer to oral sex as sodomy. So there's a lot of states that have, you know, just blanket rules against some of these things like that are very common.
Sodomy. So, such a nasty word.
All right. So we're going to try to go mostly in alphabetical order.
Okay.
We're not going to hit every state, but many of them.
All right.
In Alabama, anal and oral sex are illegal between unmarried people.
Well,
if you're married, it's fine.
Fuck Alabama. Yeah. Next.
It's also a criminal, also in Alabama. It's a criminal offense for women who lose at pool to settle their tab with sex.
Okay, that one, Alabama, fair enough. I also, bitch, again, pay up. Give me my money.
Again, like you said at the beginning, like there has to be a precedent for these to become a law. Like it's not just a, like somebody took someone to court and it's a precedent. Like this is a fucking law.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. In Arizona, having more than 2 vibrators in your home is a criminal offense.
I mean, what are you going to do with them, really? I mean, it's just rude.
It's just extraneous. You're just a hoarder.
Yeah, you're a hoarder. You're a hoarder.
Also, female breasts, according to Arizona Supreme Court, do not constitute private parts. So they're public. So does that mean
holy shit balls?
So does that mean I get to get them out all the time in Arizona because they're public?
And now they're out.
I'm pretending I'm in Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, if the hills are alive.
So we're only going to gloss over this one because there's the whole Texas thing at the moment. However, in Arkansas, spouses can sue if their partner gets an abortion without their consent.
Oh, my God.
But we're going to not get on the abortion train because that's just going to be a whole new thing. California, stuffed articles made to look like breasts, known as boob pillows, cannot be sold within 1,000 feet of a highway.
Wait.
I was waiting for this one.
What constitutes a highway?
Like the PCH?
I mean, does it have to have, like, what about interstates?
That's an interstate, not a highway.
There you go.
So, highways are very specific. That's a very specific term.
I mean, cool. Boob pillows.
Yes. Okay. In Bakersfield, California.
Boob pillows.
You're going to love this one.
Okay.
Anyone having intercourse with Satan must use a condom because you don't want Satan's baby on Earth.
I mean, I just want to meet that poor guy whose parents thought it'd be funny to call him Satan. Well, there we go. Hi. My name is Satan Glockenspiel. Yes. From Germany. I got to use a rubber. That's me trying to do a German accent.
It's so not German, but sure, we'll go with it.
This is multicultural and national podcast.
In Colorado, in Cattle Creek, Colorado, it is against the law to have sex with your spouse while bathing in a river or stream. But now I get that, because there's a lot of camping and you're, you know, you're bathing in rivers and streams when camping.
That's right. And the last thing you want is to be downstream of spooge. I don't like bathing. I don't like swimming here because, like, the water is kind of glumpy.
So I think this one is for all public health, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Don't drink the water in Colorado. That's all I'm saying.
In Florida, for all of our Floridians out there, hello, Floridians, do not have sex with a porcupine. It is illegal.
Plus, they have really small pricks.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh my goodness. Georgia, we're going to touch on anal and oral again. Anal and oral sex are prohibited regardless of marital status.
Okay, apparently we're not allowed to touch on anal or oral. Also, fuck you, Georgia.
It's,
you know what? Georgia's the new Alabama.
Yeah.
I just did it. So Alabama, you are now higher than Georgia. Georgia, fuck you. You're fucking gerrymandering and you're fucking red state.
It's also illegal to purchase or possess marital aids, vibrators and dildos, et cetera, in Georgia.
Okay. See, there you go.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
If you live in Georgia, you are now our children. You can come live with us.
Yes. And we do know some people in Georgia that we actually like.
We'll protect you. Like, where did the bad state touch you? You can live in our playroom for a little while, but then you got to get the fuck out and get a job. But yes, we'll protect you. You're our children now. Uh-huh. I'm godparent.
So in Hawaii.
Come on, I want to lay you.
There are no laws on the books which prohibit bestiality. Because bestiality was prohibited in a lot of states, specifically, right?
I mean, right? And
but not in Hawaii. So
Hawaii's like, fuck you, man.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I do what I want.
Yeah.
And who I want. And, you know, they call it a blue whale because it got blue.
Yeah. Great. In Idaho, unmarried sex can result in a $300 fine or 6 months in jail. I'd be in jail forever.
Or a baby.
Yeah, or a baby. Yeah, right.
I don't know.
And I'm going to totally butcher the name of this city.
Oh, excellent.
Maybe we should just say a city in Idaho.
No, give it a go.
Coeur d'Alene.
Coeur d'Alene.
C-O-E-U-R space. Coeur d'Alene. D apostrophe A-L-E-N-E.
I love it with my beignets.
Anyway, police officers aren't allowed to walk up and down and knock on the window. Any suspicious officer who thinks that sex is taking place in a car must drive up from behind, honk his horn 3 times, and wait approximately 2 minutes before getting out of his car to investigate.
Come on, baby. He just honked 3 times. I just need 2 more minutes.
But maybe that goes back to the unmarried sex thing. So they're giving you like a moment to get it out to where you're not having sex if you're not married.
Do you mean the semen to get it out? Because when I was young enough to have sex in cars, it only took a minute. So
Right. Yeah, maybe.
And then I was ready in 3 more minutes. Mm. Let's go for round 2.
So, I mean, it was listed as a sex thing, but I get it because the intent is not as a sex thing. But in Illinois, when someone sells a reptile, they are legally required to give the purchaser a written warning telling them not to kiss the reptile. That's because of salmonella. But
hi, I'm Sam, and I'm Ella, and together we're Salmonella.
Also, Illinois, all bachelors, oh my God, should be called Master, not Mister, when addressed by their female counterparts. Nuzzling or kissing a reptile is prohibited. Yeah, we kept that one. And having an erection in public is also illegal.
Hey, look, it was at one time, and I apologized. Also, I remember growing up in Kentucky getting male mm-hmm. titled Master. Mm-hmm. And I loved that.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you did.
Yes, I loved that. Uh-huh. And now I have somebody who calls me daddy.
So close to master.
It's close enough.
Mm-hmm. All right. Indiana.
What if your last name was Bader, like Ruth Bader Smith? Mm-hmm. And you were like a young man.
And you're Master Bader. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Thanks. Hello, Master Bader.
Anyway, moving on. Okay. In Indiana. We're just going to cut you a little bit.
It was funny.
Sure.
People at home are on my side.
In Indiana, noticeable boners, or quote-unquote, covered male genitals in a discernibly turgid state are illegal in public.
What are you supposed to do?
Not have a boner in public? I mean, expose it. It says covered. Whip it out.
Best answer ever. What are you supposed to do? Just whip it out.
Also, mustaches are illegal if the bearer has a tendency to habitually kiss other humans.
That's
so also, is this mustaches singly or if they're part of a beard as well? Like, or how exactly do we define this?
That's just great. So there you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In Kansas, it is. Okay. Now Kansas is a big state. Remember? So it's a flyover state. Things are not close.
No.
There's a lot of driving. Uh-huh. However, it is illegal to knowingly drive a prostitute to their sex work.
Well, that's just rude.
Isn't it?
Is she meant to walk?
Yeah. What if you just were like, oh, I just thought I was taking her to the shops.
Or like you're like, oh, this is my buddy Keith. He's a prostitute. He rides a bicycle. Can't call an Uber. Or as we call them in Kansas, boobers.
As long as you're not too close to a highway in California.
That's right.
Louisiana, streaking is totally legal. Streaking is legal as long as it is not done with lascivious intent or intent of arousing sexual desire. So if you're just streaking to, like, you know, be an ass and like just do stupid shit, that's fine.
Oh my God. But I can solely imagine you, Angela, at some big sporting event and doing your best Zoidberg because you're not trying to titillate. You're trying to.
I actually do that around the house sometimes. I'll be like, whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop. She does the crab walk and the little pincers. I wish people could see the pincers right now. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Also, Louisiana is one of four states in which necrophilia is legal, but oral and anal sex with the corpse is illegal. And when I actually looked into this one a little bit further, because I was like, all right, I need to learn a little more about this.
Yeah, I mean, is it just because they're a dead lay?
So apparently there are some other states in which necrophilia is, most states have laws against it, just flat out can't do it. But there are some states where there's a gray zone, and then there are some like this where they're kind of legal in some situations. Like, I don't really think it should be legal in any situation.
What if it's The Walking Dead, Angela? What if the world has gone topsy-turvy?
Maybe that's where the gray zone comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. So Maine, we're going to go on up to the northeast. In Buckfield, Maine, cab drivers cannot charge a fare to passengers who perform sexual favors in exchange for a ride from a place that serves alcohol. So basically, I think what they're trying to say is if you're coming from a bar or someplace that serves alcohol, they can't take sexual favors instead of payment, right? Because I think that could be looked upon as taking advantage of someone.
Fair enough. But what if you're going to a bar, like from home? You'd be like, hey.
It says from a place.
Yes. Yeah, from any place.
From a place that serves alcohol.
Okay. Does my home serve alcohol? Because technically it does. But I'm going to a place that serves more alcohol. They're like, I'll give you a blowy if you.
But you're not paying for it at home. Maybe that's it. Okay. I don't have the details of the law. I've not read them like word for word.
I'm disappointed. All right, moving on. Out of Maine, don't you know? No, that's not it. Like, you don't come up the ha.
So in Maryland, condoms cannot be sold in vending machines except in places where liquor is sold.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think I've ever seen a condom in a vending machine.
I have pictures because it was the first time.
Amsterdam?
Vegas. And somewhere else where there was... So back in the days when I lived in the States, when we lived in the States and I was traveling so much, I ran into condoms in an airport vending machine and immediately took pictures and posted it to Facebook because I was like, is this for the Mile High Club? Like, why would you need condoms in an airport?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, a lot of layovers, you know.
Yeah, is that what they're calling it nowadays?
Yep. So Massachusetts, it is illegal for women to be on top during sex. I'm assuming that gets broken a lot.
Wow.
Also, this one's a lot more interesting. At a rodeo.
In Massachusetts, because there's so many rodeos in Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts, yeah, that was my first thought, but there have to be some, right?
Yeah, sure.
At a rodeo, there's at least one to make this law. At a rodeo in Massachusetts, it is illegal to have sex with a rodeo clown in the presence of horses.
How about bulls?
Not just horses. Yeah. Bulls are fine.
Yeah, bulls, baby. Cuck me. Okay.
All right. Michigan.
Okay.
Seducing and debauching an unmarried woman is a felony with a punishment of up to 5 years in jail.
I do like the word debauching.
I know.
Because it implies a botching.
Sure it does.
If you can debauch something, you can botch it.
You can botch it, that's for sure.
I'll botch the shit out of you, baby.
Mm-hmm. Also in Clawson, Michigan, it is illegal to sleep with pigs, cows, horses, goats, or chickens. So I'm assuming that this was aimed at farmers.
No. Why would you? No.
But yeah, very specifically, pigs, cows, horses, goats, chickens. Have a turkeys? Turkeys fine.
Turkeys are fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have goats on there?
Mm-hmm. Goats are on there.
Yeah, pigs.
Yeah. Sheep. Yeah. There ain't no sheep.
Going through old McDonald's. he feels really like old McDonald was singled out. Hey, whoa.
So sticking on the animal train here, in Minnesota, it is illegal for any man to have sexual intercourse with a live fish.
God.
But live fish. What about dead fish?
Well, the problem was you had Billy Big Mouth there. He was telling everybody that Farmer John over there fucked me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, how was it? It was like, it wasn't to scale. What the problem is, though, the live fish you can really find alluring.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll reel it in.
Okay. All right, so Mississippi. We're going to talk about education in Mississippi here.
Wow, so that's going to be a short conversation.
In sex ed classes, you're allowed to teach about contraceptives. However, condom demonstrations are explicitly forbidden. So no putting condoms on fruits and vegetables.
I mean, I feel like that's how it was when I was growing up, too.
Did you have condom demonstrations?
No. Oh, right? What I'm saying. They weren't allowed to do it.
Also, you cannot teach about polygamy in Mississippi. It's illegal to teach another the doctrines, principles, or tenets of, or any of them, of polygamy.
Fortunately, you can still teach about misogyny.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's encouraged, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Some people got their PhDs.
Springfield, Missouri has tragically, I love the way this was how it was worded on the website. So just as a side note, we're going to go back. Many of the state laws here came from the Daily Dot. Not all of them. It's a bit of a compilation, but a lot did come from there. So just to give them a little bit of credit there. But anyway, in Springfield, Missouri, they have tragically banned side boob and under boob in public.
Ironic from the show me state.
Isn't it? Yes. I know. And so close to Branson, too. Anyway.
They'll never beat Dollywood now.
Well, over boob is okay, right? It's just the under and the side that's banned. What about mid boob?
I will say, under boob is one of my favorites. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to turn me on, give me some under boob.
Bozeman, Montana. All sexual activity between members of the opposite sex in the front yard of a home after sundown is forbidden. If they're nude. They have to be nude.
Oh, my God.
So, but if you're clothed having sex after sundown, apparently it's okay.
Okay, cool.
In the front yard. Yeah.
Write that down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Excuse me, officer. It's legal. I'm wearing a suit.
What about like just undies? Is undies enough? Like,
I want. I'm cautious. What can I say?
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. So I did see, I'm going to read this one anyway, but I did see that in January 2020, there's a bill introduced to reverse this one.
So, oh, that's good.
So hopefully by now it's reversed. In Nebraska, no one who is afflicted with a venereal disease is legally allowed to marry.
Aw.
I know.
That seems rude.
It does.
Also, everyone deserves love.
Also, as with many of these, I'm assuming that most of them are not really enforced, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nevada. Home of Las Vegas. While prostitution within licensed brothels is legal, the brothels cannot legally be within 400 yards of a place of worship. So you can't have a church and a brothel right next door, right?
Yeah, fair enough. But I mean, got to be honest, I would worship at a brothel.
Yes, yes, obviously.
At which point it would be like, as it like just disappears in sadness. And
so I would really, horniness. For this next one, I would really like to go back and see what the inciting incident was for this law.
Okay.
Also in Nevada, it is illegal for any member of the legislature to conduct official business while wearing a penis costume while the legislature is in session.
Huh.
So who in the legislature went to a session in a penis costume?
I mean, maybe he was trying to filibuster.
All right, listeners out there, look this one up and let us know. Who was it that wore a penis costume to legislature? Oh
my God, I need to know this. I'm so curious.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be a precedent if it's a law, right?
Yeah.
Again, it's a law. It's not just
that's
like,
a really specific law. That's like, yeah. Kevin, we need you to stop. I understand, buddy. I know. You think it's funny. We really need you to stop.
Do you think they did it like on a daily basis and that's why they had to make it a law?
God damn it, Kevin. Well, at least he's circumcised today. They'll be like that. It's just really warm out and I don't like seeing him in a turtleneck.
All right, so in New Mexico, topless bars are a no-go, as indecent waitering is illegal. So no topless bars.
Yeah, boo.
Yep. New York, adult businesses must devote no more than 40% of their square footage to adult entertainment.
I remember that when we were in New York. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
In Haddon Township, New Jersey, it is illegal to flirt. So under the section Peace and Good Order, a person may be punished for approaching any person of the opposite sex unknown to such person and by word, sign, or gesture attempts to speak to or to become acquainted with such person against his will. So I think it was actually meant for like sexual harassment and catcalling.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with this. This is actually a law that I'm actually kind of okay with. I mean, I see what they're trying to do.
Yeah, it's worded a bit vaguely, but yeah. They're trying to prevent sexual harassment and catcalling and things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
I'm all right with this.
North Carolina. So, side note, there's actually a number of really interesting named cities in North Carolina that you can make like a big, we used to make a big O like driving circle around going to like Erect and Climax and things like that. But there is a city also called Hornytown.
Hornytown.
However, massage parlors are illegal there.
Aww.
So can't get.
No happy endings in Hornytown.
No happy endings in Hornytown. It is also illegal to live with a partner if the couple's unmarried.
Fair enough. I mean.
But that happens in a lot of states actually. There's a lot of states that have that on the books. Yeah. Again, not that it's, you know, really enforced. Peeping Toms in North Carolina. It is illegal for a man to peep through a woman's window. However, a woman can peep through a man's window.
Peep away, baby. You are walking by and you can see my thighs. Peep away, baby, peep away. Please look at me. I want you to see me this way.
All right, continuing on with the North, North Dakota.
Okay.
In Fargo, skinny dipping in the Red River, a very specific river, is illegal between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m.
You know how it got the name Red River.
That time.
Wait,
of the month.
8 a.m. and 9 a.m.?
8 a.m. to 9 p.m. So during the daylight hours.
Well, fine. I mean.
So you can skinny dip at nighttime. At least they're giving you that out.
No one wants to see that shit. Just do it in the night.
Come on. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Also, it's Fargo, North Dakota. If you're skinny dipping, goddamn, you brave.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Fair enough.
because there's probably icebergs. If for people who don't know where Fargo is,
it's cold.
If you've seen the movie, that was during their summer.
In Cleveland, Ohio, women are not allowed to wear patent leather shoes for fear that a man might see the reflection of something that he ought not to.
His face? Oh, wait. No, I get it. Panties.
Panties. Well, apparently women in Cleveland don't wear panties.
Uh-oh. Cleveland rocks. It's like eight people who are getting my references. I know one of them. Hey, Tyler, talking to you, buddy. You're the only, you're my target audience right now.
You're the one who's going to consistently get them.
You will consistently get them. Because I think we're
Do you share a mind?
Were we separated at birth, maybe?
Did you mind meld?
I think we mind melded once.
Okay.
That happened.
Uh-huh. All right. Oklahoma.
Okay.
Sex education instructors must, against scientific evidence, teach students that engaging in homosexual activity is primarily responsible for contact with the AIDS virus.
Oh my God. Fuck you, Oklahoma. Okay. Fuck you.
Yep.
I wanted to laugh, but that's just depressing. Nope. I was going to make a joke and then you went all homophobic. Nope.
Yep.
Ugh. Anyway.
Willowdale, Oregon. No man may curse while having sex with his wife.
Fuck.
Yeah. Apparently the wife can curse though.
That's great though. Do you like the way I fornicate? Do you want me to fornicate you with greater vigor?
Okay.
Gosh dang it.
Oh my god.
That's great. I really like that one.
Okay, so I'm seeing something with a gentleman now. We have to make a rule. We're going to have a play session set up at some point, and he cannot curse during the session.
It's going to be great. Can I have a taser? Like, every time he does, that is shocking.
We have the shock knife thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to pull that out.
Yeah. There you go, buddy.
Be warned, gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
I also know he's a few episodes behind, so we might be able to do this before he actually hears it.
Just say, hey, buddy, this is what's going to happen right now. Because he's a goddamn it all the time guy. And it's like, oh, goddamn. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And he's like, ah, fuck. And it becomes recursive.
Wait, do we not tell him the rules before we start?
Well, right before we start, though. Okay. So he has no time to mentally prepare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pennsylvania.
We'll get his consent. Don't worry, people. It's fine. Look, we'll record it and put it on our podcast extras.
Oh, yeah, we're going to record it because this is going to be fucking funny.
Hi, guys. Huh? What are all the microphones doing out? Never mind, buddy.
Oh, he's used to it.
Take your clothes off.
He's used to it. It's fine. It's fine. In Pennsylvania, condoms cannot legally be sold in a vending machine ever. So unlike before where they could be in like a bar or something. Yeah. Nope. Also, it is illegal to have sex with a truck driver inside a toll booth. So apparently this happens in Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, that's...
You know. I mean, there's a lot of toll booths in Pennsylvania.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where the For Whom the Bell Tolls comes from. Uh-huh. Driving through toll booths, they would ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. That's it.
That's exactly what happened. Want to see my ding, ding?
In South Carolina, it is illegal to seduce someone using the promise of marriage. Who the fuck would respond to that seduction?
Okay, so... I just want you to know that I want to split you in half, and I'll do it if you agree to marry me. Yeah. If you like it, then you should have put a cock ring on it.
I tell you what, if someone tried to seduce me with the promise of marriage, I think I would run the other way. Yeah.
There's like an Angela-shaped hole in the wall. You could have used the door. God damn. Gotta get that... plastered up again.
I'm going to assume this next law has been on the books for a while. In South Dakota, it is illegal to use a covered wagon in any way for the purposes of prostitution.
Wait, or is that a euphemism? Like, is a covered wagon like old time speak for using a condom? You can saddle up and hitch a ride here, but you better not use a covered wagon.
Maybe. So South Dakota is also one of the states where it's illegal to perform oral sex. At the beginning, we talked about it. There were a number of those ones. I love the name of the city. In Skull Bone, Tennessee.
Love it.
A woman may not pleasure a man who is operating a motor vehicle. Now, I think that's just a safety law.
Look, all I'm going to say is for every penis owner out there, close your eyes and imagine this hot, 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 sexy situation. You're driving along Route 66 or maybe even Route 69. Your partner looks at you and goes, would you like a little bit of roadhead? And you're like, yeah. So as they start to go down on you, they slowly unzip your pants, pull out your throbbing hard cock, and slowly put their mouth on it. They are all the way down, like they have it all in up to their throat. It's great. When a bunny rabbit pops up and crosses the road, you swerve and just nick a tree, just hard enough for the airbag to go off and clip your lover's head. Their first response is, and there goes your wiener. That is one hot dog.
Now, I will say that I have performed oral sex.
And I have received it.
And not just with you. A number of
okay,
times.
Not a competition, but goddamn.
No, I was just going to say.
I'm right here.
However, during one of those sessions, which is not recommended, and it was in my younger, dumber days, and it was also not a very frequent thing, but it was a thing. During one of those sessions, we did almost hit a cow.
What is this, Twister? Cow?
So
talking to you, Tyler.
And fortunate. And fortunately, I don't think I had... I know I didn't have the penis in my mouth at the time, but it can happen. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Yeah. So, it's a very dangerous thing. Don't do it.
Yeah.
No roadhead. Don't do
no,
roadhead.
No. Do parking roadhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Do
pull
parked
over.
Head.
Yeah, pull over. All right. In Texas, it is also illegal to have dildos of a quantity of six or more. So, more than Arizona, you can have six.
So, also, just out of curiosity, I think it's interesting for our listeners to know that in Texas, it's also illegal to have rational thought.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah. Yeah. This is a side note.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, it's illegal to be a good human in Texas.
Yeah. So, just remember that come voting time.
Yep. In Tremonton. I like Tremonton.
Tremonton.
Tremonton, Utah. You cannot legally have sex while riding in an ambulance.
Well,
I think this has to do with some bored ambo drivers.
We need a semen injection stat. Code red. Was it like the 7th or the 10th of the month? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's two more in Utah. One of them is sex with an animal, unless performed for profit, it's not considered sodomy.
Poor Dumbo.
Yeah, so sex with an animal, unless performed for profit, is not considered sodomy.
That's how his ears got so big. People kept pulling them.
However, also in Utah, marrying your cousin gets very complicated. So we all know that, like, well, maybe we all don't because people in other parts of the world. But in many states in the U.S., it's illegal to marry your first cousin. But it does get complicated because there's different laws in different states and different, you know, levels of cousins and things like that.
As a side note, Rudy Giuliani, it's the second time on this podcast. Maybe we can get him on as a guest. he married his first cousin. Not like the first one he met, but also possibly.
Possibly. So, yeah, so there's different levels depending upon states and things like that for cousins. However, in Utah, the laws around marrying a cousin are this. First cousins may legally marry only if they are at least 55 years old and can prove to a state judge that one of them cannot procreate. Alternatively, first cousins can wait until they're both at least 65, in which case they can marry without permission.
Aw, that's nice.
So, you know, you have a chance once you get to 55 and 65, you know.
Yeah, you just got to live that long.
Yeah, so yeah.
So if anybody's interested, incest is not allowed except in New Jersey and Rhode Island.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go New England.
Well, is New Jersey New England? I mean.
It's not far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the armpit of North America. Yeah. And it smells that way too. Only state that I've ever been in that I could be blindfolded and go, I'm in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so in Beanville, Vermont.
Beanville. You're not allowed to flick things?
It is illegal to sell or distribute roadmaps which have ads of a lewd or lascivious nature. How many roadmaps do you get that have porn on them?
I don't know, but I need to find these roadmaps. If you've got one of these roadmaps, send it my way.
Yeah.
Yeah, hashtag exactly. Tag me.
In Virginia, you cannot have sex in your car no matter where you park it. So even if you're parked, you don't have to be driving down the road.
Or in your garage, your own garage.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I'm going to say when it's in your garage. I mean, it's like your home, right? Well, anyway.
They also have two other weird ones here, just the basics. But it's illegal to copulate in any position except missionary.
Ooh, that's also in D.C. I looked that up. That was also, you're only allowed to have sex in missionary in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's right next to Virginia, so there you go. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, boring.
Yeah, on your back, bitch.
I say a missionary is good sometimes, but yeah, not
when
like
you're lazy.
Not every time. Cohabitating by an unmarried couple is a felony. So again, the unmarried thing, that comes up a number of times
fair
as
enough.
Well.
Yeah.
So moving over to Washington State from Washington, D.C., completely opposite end of the country. Strippers are not legally allowed to wear devices which simulate pubic hair. So no merkins.
No merkins.
No merkins.
Oh my God.
You either have hair or you don't.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's real.
Also, weirdly, in Washington, I really don't understand how the fuck this works, and I think we would need to redefine virgin. However, it is against the law to have sex with a virgin under any circumstances, including the wedding night. So when the fuck is a virgin supposed to become not a virgin?
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
We'd have to redefine virgin here.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. West Virginia. West by God, Virginia. It's, very similar to Kansas. Illegal to transport anyone, sex worker, or client to a place of prostitution.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean.
So it goes coast to coast.
You gotta drive your goddamn self. If you're going to pay for it or get paid for it, you better own a car or a bus pass. Oh, and you can't use a bus pass because somebody be driving you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So own a car.
Yeah. Or walk it. Bicycle? I don't know.
I would walk.
Covered wagon?
Yes. I would like to order can I get a covered wagon, please? Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. How many horsepower is that?
At least four. Take the reins, baby.
In Connersville, Wisconsin, it is illegal for a man to fire a gun while his partner is climaxing. Again,
wow.
How the fuck did this become a law?
I'm just imagining those moments where you're riding me and you're coming and I've got like two pan pistols and I look like Yosemite Sam, like pew, 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 pew. Yee-haw!
That's well, not in Connersville, Wisconsin.
Just fun suckers.
Anywhere else. Just
fucking cheeseheads.
Yeah. Not there.
Although I do like they can make the poutine there because they get that raw cheese. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
So we've got a couple extras.
Also, as a side note, that it's not a sex thing. Raw cheese, not a sex thing. For all the listeners at home, it's a food. Anyway. Yeah.
So there's just a couple left.
Okay.
In Wyoming.
Yeah.
It's against the law to entice, allure, instigate, or help a person under 21 to masturbate. It is known in legal circles as an act of self-pollution. So you cannot help someone under the 21 to masturbate.
Finally, the Republicans do something about pollution.
Also, in Newcastle, Wyoming, it is illegal to have sex in a walk-in freezer. Sorry, butchers.
Dude, that's cold.
Oh, that's what I've got.
Okay, I have two states that I missed, and I just may have missed them, but what was Alaska?
Alaska was not on here.
Okay, and Kentucky?
Also, there were a few states that weren't on here.
Okay, I'm disappointed. Home state of Kentucky, we don't have a stupid sex law.
Let me find one for you. So I was going to say, and also just as a general side note, as a federal thing, on a federal level, there's no regulation of materials allowed in sex toys, which is why it's really important to pay attention to what's in your sex toys and buy good quality toys. I actually noticed that there were a number of states who weren't on here. So it's not like a comprehensive list of every single freaking state out there. So what does Kentucky have?
Well, in my home state of Kentucky, you can't throw flowers at a public speaker.
Well, that's boring. I mean, what's a flower going to hurt? It's better than a tomato.
In Kentucky, you got to stop the car before you start the hunt. No shooting guns from moving vehicles. Also, bikini-clad ladies, they need police protection.
Wait, bikini-clad ladies?
Yeah.
Why, what's up with that?
Interestingly, also in Kentucky, Angela.
Yes.
Three times is the limit on marriages.
Oh.
I'm your last, baby.
I hope so. God knows. I love you.
Yay.
Yeah.
Those aren't sex laws, but those are dumbass fucking laws in Kentucky. So there you go.
Oh, here's another one for Kentucky.
Okay.
You're sober unless you can't stand up. So you're only, you're considered, as far as this is a drink driving law, that you're considered sober unless you can't stand up.
I mean, there you go.
Oh, so that's amazing. That's great.
Who also found that it's illegal to have sex on a parked motorcycle in London, Kentucky. That goes back to what we were talking about.
London.
I know, right? It's people from fucking London.
But no, I did notice that there were a few states that were missing from the list. So again, it's not completely comprehensive. We kind of ran through them. Again, some may or may not still be on the books. I'm going to guess many of them still are because it's so hard to get rid of these stupid laws and things like that. It's mildly entertaining to see what and to speculate as to how did this become a law and what incited it. And, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming on the journey with us, guys.
Thanks for listening to us. And if you'd like to send us your dumbass laws or the laws that you've broken, message us. We are at By the By Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com. If you're going to send us an email, you can go to our website, bytheby.com.au, and do a listener submission. Or you can join us on Discord. How do you do that? Support us on Patreon for as little as 50 cents a week. That's it. 50 cents an episode. You can support us, patreon.com/bytheby podcast, and you can join us on Discord and chat directly with us. Thank you so much. And anything you'd like to close with?
Have a good week.
Have a good week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.